Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We played the audio of the selection party up at the Mine Shaft Rockhouse Grill last night. Congratulations to the Michigan Tech soccer program. Second straight year there in the NCAA tournament. Coach Michelle Jacob is with us. And happy, I presume. Hello, Coach. Congratulations.
Hi. Good morning.
Has to feel pretty good. I mean, just to see the team scream again when they hear and see their name on television and all the friends and family that were able to be there last night, just very exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. You know, it was awesome to see the girls, have them all there together, and finding out together, and just confirms all the hard work and what a great season that we've had. So it was wonderful.
Well, Coach, you get in as the number three seed. And you're heading down to Grand Valley State to talk about the seeding and how that all shakes out and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, we came in, we got the third seed, which is great. So we're going to play number six Bellarmine, a team that we haven't seen yet. So that's exciting in itself. I think just playing a team that we're not very familiar with. It's both teams are going in blind pretty much. But, you know, being at Grand Valley, we've played there several times, so we're comfortable, with their field. And you know, it's somewhere that we're used to being. So I think it's a little bit more, I hate to say home field advantage for us, but a little bit. The girls are super excited. We're looking forward to it. And now we're just trying to get all the arrangements and everything ready so we can hit the road pretty quick here.
Well, Coach, you talk about both teams going in blind. You being the higher seed, does that give you any advantage to Bellarmine, who is the lower seed in this situation, or not really?
I think at this point, when you make it to the tournament, it's because your teams are all good, and you can't take anybody for granted. So I wouldn't overlook them just because we're seeded higher. It's a kind of one of those, you need to show up and you need to, you know, minimize the mistakes and you know, go in and play your hearts out and hopefully pull out the W for us. I know in the past that they've been a strong program. They play in a good conference, so we can't take them lightly by any means.
Well, just so people know, there are six teams to get in the NCAA regional, from the region. So there's the GLIAC and the GLVC, the two conferences in the region. And the top two seeds each get a bye in the first round, and they host the other two seeds that they're going to play potentially in that second round game. So there's two sites, one being UW-Parkside. They got the number one seed. They're going to host Saginaw versus Ohio Dominican in the 4-5 matchup on Friday. Then they'll play the winner of that game, Parkside will, on Sunday. And then in the other half that we're in, Grand Valley State's the host. They'll play the winner of us versus Bellarmine. And it's kind of an odd deal because nobody's got a true home game in this first round. You're playing on a neutral field. But at the same time, maybe an advantage for us because we're used to playing at Grand Valley's field.
So that's kind of how, you know, we're looking at it. We've been there a bunch of times, so we know what to expect. We know what it feels like. We're familiar with the surface. So unless it snows on it, we'll see what happens over the next couple of days.
So what is the travel schedule for you, Coach?
We'll be leaving on Wednesday and then, you know, basically get down there on Thursday. We're about halfway Wednesday night and then the rest of the way Thursday and then practice. And then our game is Friday at 7 o'clock, which should be, I'm pretty sure they'll have a live stream of it. So hopefully people that can't make it can watch us and cheer us on from afar.
Coach, a big game. Obviously, you're coming off of a game that you didn't play real well in. You gave up 5 goals to Grand Valley, the defending national champs. So, obviously, they're a very good team. But you guys have seemed to bounce back really well after losses this year. I'm sure you're hoping that the same thing holds true on Friday.
Yeah, most definitely. We, obviously weren't happy with our result against Grand Valley in the conference tournament. We learned a few things and, you know, I think we can make some adjustments to, change things up a little bit as we head into the Bellarmine game. You know, we'll focus, again, bouncing back and, you know, playing simply and quick and, you know, possessing the ball better, doing the simple things that we do so well. I think we have to get back to that a little bit and, hopefully get some momentum early on. And, we obviously want to get the ball in the back of the net, so that'll be a focus for sure.
Coach, two players named Ogliak second team. What does it say about your team that you're the number three team in the region, yet you didn't have an all-conference first team player?
Right. There's a couple ways to look at it. I'm looking at it as, our team is just such a, we're a team unit. I think it, it I wish that more we would get more recognition. I think we deserve it. At the same time, I think, you know, we don't have, you know, we don't have just one standout player that does everything for us. We work so hard as a team. And so I think it just, you know, our ability to win games is because of the team effort, not because of one individual. And so I think that people get overlooked by our conference, you know, in that situation. So, you know, it's, to me, it's a compliment to the team. It's unfortunate to the individual players.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations. Again, it was very exciting to see the video with everybody going berserk again at the restaurant last night. And people should log on to the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com, and check it out. I, you know, like basketball and football for the Division I, when they show clips like that, I have no interest in any of the teams that are getting in. Yet when you watch them get all, it's
the emotion of it.
It's
yeah.
awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. And when it's the Huskies team. It's quadruple that. Really exciting. We're very happy for you, and I think good things are ahead on Friday. So congratulations again, and have safe travels, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the support.
Okay, that is Michelle Jacob. Obviously very happy about her team getting into the tournament again, and that is on Friday. We'll have updates for you during the Michigan Tech hockey game on Friday night from Bemidji on how the soccer team is doing. We'll take a break, be back with more Drive Time right after this.